From Shure & Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Right, crunch me through the jobs. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was the big news for this week, wasn't it? Because it's one of the key components for assessing how the economy is tracking. And I think yesterday was one of those days when, you know, statistics is a bit of a tricky beast, raised its head. I mean, on balance, Mike, the numbers looked weaker than expected. And I guess we've got this narrative from 2026, haven't we, of an improving economy. And then we looked at the headline unemployment rate of 5.4%, which was not only higher than expected, because we'd seen sort of expectations of 5.2, 5.3, but also the highest level of recorded unemployment since 2015. So that's 10 years. It was higher in some regions, as you pointed out, you know, over 6% in the Auckland region. So the economic recovery that's being touted seemingly hasn't helped the labour market. The key point here, Mike, though, is yet. It hasn't helped it yet. But you look a little deeper and the situation is a little more positive. And one of the things I do want to sort of stress here, that the participation rate has lifted. So it went from 70.3 to 70.5. And a key theme over the last couple of years has been a lowering of the participation rate. So these disaffected workers removing themselves from the workforce. So if that actually, that sort of theme, Mike, actually flatters the unemployment rate, because those disaffected workers, if you included them, those are people that are not working. If you had included them, then the unemployment rate would actually be quite a bit higher. So I think we should see that lift in the participation rate as a very positive signal. The employment growth 0.5 in the quarter versus expectations of 0.3. So that's the strongest growth we've seen in 18 months. In the household labour force survey, the hours worked also lifted. It rose 1%. That's the second consecutive quarter of good positive quarterly growth. The QES, so there are two surveys here, the quarterly employment survey, the hours worked there did fall, but that was offsetting a very large rise in the previous quarter. If you're worried about wage pressure, the labour cost index rose 0.5% in the private sector. That's up 2% for the year. So wage pressure is well contained. So, Mike, I think if you sort of want to interpret these numbers, the economy is improving, but it certainly isn't frothy yet. There's still capacity in the labour market participation rate. It's still got some room to move to lift to where it was. So that might mean that we don't see the unemployment rate improve a great deal if, in fact, more people are coming into the into the workforce. Wage pressure should be contained. Annual employment growth is positive. So look, on balance, actually, Mike, if you look at the market reaction, the market's still pricing in a little bit of a lift in the OCR before the end of the year. So the market pricing on that hasn't changed. But yeah, it was a funny old a funny old number.
Yeah, a little bit of subtlety in there. Now, warehouse, separate but related, the jobs thing, answer me this, is there light at the end of this tunnel for them or not? They seem to be forever restructuring themselves.
Yeah, we'd have to hope so. It was unfortunate on the timing, though, wasn't it, really, yesterday, if you think about it. So they've announced the big cull in staff numbers at the head office, 270 jobs to go. So they need to reduce costs. They're saying to be a successful low-cost retailer, they've got to look at efficiencies. So they're outsourcing this work to Tata Consulting. And for those of listeners who might not be familiar, it's a global IT services consulting and business solutions company. It's based in India. They're looking for a leaner operating structure. They'd already announced this arrangement with Tata last year, so it's targeting technology, accounting, call centre, payroll functions. So, yeah, a bit of a tough day for people at the warehouse head office, though, yesterday, wasn't it?
I reckon. Now, I'm so glad we got there because it was worth waiting. Do you get to the bottom of why it was so extended, but, you know, in the global theory?
Seemingly technical issues with the reporting of the results, but it's an absolute banger, Mike. Let's finish on this. Absolute banger. You know, the issue, there was no issue with the auction, it was just the reporting. Second mega result for global dairy trade so far in 2026. 6th of Jan, we had an absolute cracker. Last night, 6.3% jump in the index. Skim milk powder is white gold, jumped 10.6%. That's recovered almost 20% from the low last year. Whole milk powder up 5.3%. It's also recovering about 14 cent. So it will have placated some of those concerns about a fall in the dairy payout. Absolute banger.
Yeah, 6.7, 6.3 and 1.5 for the year so far. Add those numbers together, 14.5. So we'll take
love
that.
It.
What about the other numbers? What do you got?
Dow Jones is, well, we're still seeing this sell-off in what's called the, in so some of the sort of software type companies in the US. Dow Jones, though, is up 0.5%, 49,494. The S&P 500, 6889, down 0.4%. But the NASDAQ getting hit as those software companies come off, down 1.6%, 22,885. FTSE 100, yesterday, 10,424. The Nikkei was down 0.75%, 54,293. Shanghai Composite, 4102, up 0.85%. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.8% in the ASX 200, 8927, and we gained about a third of a percent on the NZX 50, 13,467. Kiwi lurking just above the 60 cent range, 0.6002 against the US, 0.8582 against the Aussie, 0.5084 against the Euro, 0.4394 pounds, 93.98 Japanese yen. Just to mention that Bitcoin has fallen more and it's now its lowest levels we've seen since 2023, just over 73,000. Gold, 4895, and Brent crude, $67.68.
And you have a wonderful long weekend. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.